Good morning, 8:09, heading up to 8:10 here on the Mighty 690. An exciting morning here at KGGF because we are pleased to be welcoming our new morning news director in the form of one Sherry Garris. Good morning, ma'am. How are you doing?
Well, good morning. I'm doing great. It's fantastic to be here.
It's good to have you on. So I know the listeners are very excited, I'm sure, to be able to meet you. And of course, the other thing is that the people need to understand is Chris Forend has actually just been filling in for, like, months.
So, it's been a very long fill-in, you know, that's for sure.
People think that you're, like, the guy, but you have an actual morning show that you do over on our sister station over on US 98. So you're actually going to be going back to continue. You never stopped doing that.
Right.
But you're going to be going back to being able to have a lot more attention on it, you know?
Absolutely.
So because the elves have been running the ship over there, and they don't, their attention to detail is not always great.
I tell you what, sometimes you just have to get after those elves.
Yeah.
Even when they do a good job, sometimes you just have to get after them even more.
They are better at making cookies, so
we're
going to let them do that and go back to that. So Chris doing a good job, of course, filling in, and he's not going anywhere. In fact, you're still going to be helping out quite a bit with some of the newscasts and that sort of thing. But it's a team sport over here at KGGF. So, Sherry, tell us a little bit about, you definitely have some roots in the area, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I grew up in Independence and went to high school in Independence. And
So you're from here, but you lived a variety of different places, including one state that a lot of Kansans may have never been to, in Alaska.
Right. Yeah, I spent a couple years in Fairbanks, Alaska. It's you know, there are a lot of similarities between this area and Alaska because there are a lot of, you know, there's not very many people who live in Fairbanks or in the state of Alaska. And it's kind of a good small town community feel. And that's the way Southeast Kansas has always been for me. And I was fortunate enough to be able to spend a couple of years up there in Alaska. Much colder there than it is here.
No, I don't think I could take the winters. And they're bad enough here. But Sherry, so you're no stranger to radio. When did you actually get started in radio in general?
You know, I started when I was in high school. Started in Independence.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, that's awesome. Well, yeah. That is great. And then you went to WSU.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So what did you study there?
I was broadcasting communication there. I actually have 2 degrees from Wichita State. So
starting in Independence, what put the bug in your ear as far as radio? Did you always kind of know that was what you wanted to do, or what kind of got you started in it?
You know, I think it was a similar thing that most radio people have. I was just a high school kid listening to a morning show out of Tulsa at that time, you know, because I was listening to the high school kid music, and I'm listening to that, and I'm thinking, wow, I could do that.
Hey.
And so here I am.
Here you are. That's great. Well, and you spent some time at a radio institution in Wichita. I mean, Great Empire Broadcasting. Anyone who has, you know, that on the resume, who actually has spent time, you know, in some of the glory days there of KFDI and the surrounding radio stations. I know you were over there at T95, right?
Right, yeah. I was at the rock station. So we were kind of, we were
the edgy.
We were the wild ones.
Oh, yeah.
Of the bunch.
Yeah, everyone probably kept you over in that other side of the building there. You know, the old AM guys and the KFDI people are like, oh, I don't know about these youngins over here.
Right. Well, when I started there, we were in a completely separate building.
Okay.
But a little later on, we moved in, so we were all at the same end of the building.
And
it was the country side of the building and the rock side of
that's
the building.
Right. They keep them separate. Well, there's a lot of great people that have gone through the doors of, you know, KFDI, was Journal Broadcast Group, and changed hands again and again and again. But, you know, Scott Piper and the Friesens, of course, over there.
Yeah.
I mean, just some great people. George Lawson still over there.
Johnny Western.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's just great. I mean, that's a friendly place if you've ever been over there.
Absolutely.
Us radio people like to geek out on that sort of thing. But it is the radio ranch, as they called it, and, you know, all the ranch hands and all that sort of thing on the KFDI side of things. Of course, I'm a native Wichitan, so. Growing up with a little bit of that, it's definitely an institution still to this day. So, but you got to work there, you know, back during the Oatmans and, you know, all that good stuff, Mike and Mike and everything like that. So
right, right. So, you know, those crazy days of radio.
Yep. No, it definitely...
And just having been here a little bit this morning, I see nothing has changed, so...
No, nothing has changed. Not at all. Yeah. The chairs are still as bad as they once
exactly.
were. You know, they're always just... There's some things that you got to have chipped Formica and bad chairs. But hey, that goes with the territory. You know, this is what it's all about. So we expect it. So Sherry, so you were at a station, it was a country station, right, in Alaska, right?
Yes.
You primarily mm-hmm. did that. So mm-hmm. tell us so... What is it like in Alaska when you have these long periods where the sun basically never sets, and the long periods where the sun doesn't seem to come up, right? I mean, it depends on how far north you get.
Right, right. Yeah, in the wintertime, you basically have about 4 hours of daylight. The sun comes up about 10, 10:30 in the morning and sets at about 3 in the afternoon. Yeah, that's kind of the weird part. But once you're there for a while, it's weird when you're dropped into it. Like if you're visiting or something... But you don't even notice. They are either plus or minus 7 minutes of daylight a day.
Wow, that is interesting.
Yeah.
So, I mean, did you ever been to Alaska before you moved up there?
No. And it was we moved up there because of my husband's job and where he was at the time. We were like, it's either the Minneapolis-St. Paul area or Fairbanks, Alaska. We looked at housing prices in Minneapolis and went, hey, let's look at Fairbanks.
Hey. Well, that is great. That is neat. And of course, now you are married. You have your husband here in Independence and some kids, right?
Yeah. Have a couple of boys. One's still in school in Independence. So.
Hey, well, that's great. Well, you're in tune with all that community. That's definitely for sure. So you do, as far as institutions of higher learning, have a few different kind of a house divided, if you will. I mean, you got WSU, but you've also got a K-Stater in your family, right?
Yes, that's right. I do. My oldest son just graduated from Kansas State this last spring.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
So spent a little time in Manhattan then?
A little bit. Yeah, it's a bit of a drive, but yeah, and you know, before I became a Shocker and went to Wichita State, I was always a Kansas State fan too.
Well, that's great. So who are you rooting for then anymore? Are you big, or do you consider yourself a big sports fan, or what do you like?
I am a pretty good sports fan. I mean, you know, my heart lies with my alma mater in Wichita, but I follow all of the Kansas teams, especially in the winter when we have basketball season in the NCAA tournament. I'm for who's ever going to go the farthest.
Sure. Well, don't worry.
And a lot of times it's KU.
There's no wrong answers, because I am the station's non-sports fan. Thankfully, when we talk sports, you know, there'll be someone calling in or whatever, if Matt's in the room or whatever. But people know, yeah, don't ask me about sports, because, you know, I'm all for the local stuff. But, hey, you know, we've got other people for that. So I think it's good. So what do you what you saw the job opportunity and thought, hey, this might be a good fit.
Yeah. You know, like most radio people, radio has always kind of been my first love. And when you can get back into it, that's kind of a nice thing. It's nice to be here at KGGF. It seems like a big, happy family, and I'm glad that you all have taken me in, stranger off the street that I am.
Hey, that's what it's all about. No, we're really, really looking forward to having you, and that is the fun thing. You know, like, Chris, you were hearkening it a little bit to, you know, when you're playing in Nashville, you get to meet people, and then you go on stage with them, right?
Exactly. That's kind of how it was this morning. Hi, I'm Chris. You ready to play some music? And, you know, sometimes 3 hours later, like, what was your name again? And it's really that way, but it's a family, because when you get professionals, and, you know, I guess we're professionals.
Yeah, they pay us. I mean, that's the definition of professional.
So. I guess so.
I mean, we're paid to do something.
Well, we do something. I'm not exactly sure what it is we do sometimes, but when, you know, you have great professionals come together on stage, it's amazing what music can do to bring people together. And it's the same way here. There's a lot of great people that that work here, and we're glad that you're joining the team, because that Froon guy needs to go back to the country station.
Yeah, okay.
That would be me. Y'all.
We will shoo you back down the hall, Chris.
Yes.
Well, okay.
Yep.
You know what I think I'm going to do? Go back down the hall.
Okay. All righty. Well, thanks, Chris. Appreciate you passing the baton. Of course, we're still gonna try something here at noon. So we're gonna, you know, we're gonna break Sherry in a little bit here.
Yeah,
so.
You're not rid of me quite yet.
Not quite yet. No, no, we're trying a few things. So yeah, Chris will still be reading a few newscasts for you. So that's some good stuff. So, well, Sherry, it's really good to have you on board here, and looking forward to working here and building the best radio news team in the state of Kansas. I mean, that's our goal. So I mean, that's
absolutely still
working on that. So I think it's we're really excited too, because we have submitted the KAB awards, and we'll know now this month, I believe. So the latest round of awards and that sort of thing. So I'm definitely looking forward to it in that regard. So I know it's a big task to try and cover the four states news-wise, but I know you're definitely up to the task, and it's going to be a good time. We're going to have some fun.
Absolutely. Let's get to it.
Okay, very good. Well, we're once again happy to welcome Sherry Garris to the radio team here at the Mighty 690. And of course, you're going to be hearing quite a lot of her throughout the coming morning. So we do have on the way in just a few minutes, we are going to have Open Line coming up here on KGGF. So we'll be getting to that right after 8:30 here. So keep your ear on the Mighty 690, 79 degrees right now. And we are headed up to a high today of 99. So that is an excessive heat warning also in effect, and that is going to go into effect here at noon going until 9 for southeast Kansas. So it's going to be another hot one. 79 degrees right now in Coffeyville.